Would concentrating on the head and heart centers bypass raising of kundalini in such a way as to perform this in higher bodies of oneself? I think the questioner means, would, if you concentrated on the higher centers, would you bypass the raising of kundalini through the lower centers? How can you? Do you know that a lot of metaphysical teachers actually say that you can? I've never heard such rubbish in the whole of my existence. If a metaphysical teacher says that to you, my dear friends, then get up and demand your money back. And if he doesn't give it to you, play the very devil, really. Because such a person is wrong. You see, Kundalini herself is situated in this center. Now, that's where it's situated. Or, put it this way, that's where the great magnetic vortex is, rather than go too deep into the whole thing. Well, now, how can it come here without coming up through the spine? It can't come outside of the body. It can sometimes, or put it this way, you can bring the energies up through Ida and Pingala, the two channels in the nostril, bring the energies down in the front of the body and give the psychic centers, well, a kind of a drink, give them slight stimulation, which a lot of people are doing virtually. But in order to get kundalini up here, it must travel through susumna. It cannot travel any other way. So when a person says, you want to forget all about those, these here, woof, get all about them, you don't need to bother about that lot, that's where you want it. Yes, well, of course, that is where you want it. That is true. That is where you want it. But it's got to come through here. I've heard these kiddies, you know, they drone on. Just like, you know, drone bees that have been thrown out of the hive wanting to make themselves known. No, no. It's got to come up through here. And as it comes up through here, it burns up certain, shall we say, wrong attributes of mankind, because through here, these are all brains, and through these vortexes of power, certain aspects of mind enter. Mind doesn't just enter up here, you know. It enters here just as much as it enters here and here. The only thing is they are different frequencies of mind. And as kundalini comes up the spine, so your brain, this part of your brain, becomes more sensitized so that you can tune into higher frequencies of mind. That's why it gives you illumination. It's rather like having a wireless set here in a huge box, and you put just a few valves here and a little circuit up this corner here. All the rest of it you don't bother with, and you plug it in and you get the station 2 miles down the road, but no other station. Then you start to experiment, and you begin to activate the rest, or use the rest of the cabinet and so on, or if the cabinet has been used, you replace the dud valves, get your soldering iron, join in the circuit together, and soon, what have you? A huge great wireless set which will tune into Australia, China, even hear the Russian opinion of the United States of America. There you have your wireless. You see, well, it's like the brain. You see, normal man is only using an infinitesimal portion of that tremendous, vibrant receiving set that he has up there. Why? Because he hasn't activated the rest of those hundreds of millions of cells, and he can only do that by bringing kundalini up. And when kundalini comes up, in one way or another, through service or any other way, and the service is the most balanced way, when kundalini comes up, it gives to man the whole of this great receiving set, so he can tune into the higher aspects of mind, translate them and understand them.